question was asked in our parsha when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, "Hareini nat kevodecha ve'ida acha leman emtzachen be'enecha." Show me, please, your honor, so that I will be connected to you in a form that's called Eida Acha, I will know you, and then I will find favor in your eyes. What was Moshe asking for? So there are multiple interpretations into what Moshe was asking for. One interpretation, the Gemara says, is Moshe wanted to understand Hashem's ways. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I see some tzaddikim have it good, some tzaddikim have it bad. Some of the wicked have it good, and some of the wicked have it bad. And I don't know how you run your world. Can you clarify it for me? So Moshe Rabbeinu, who compiled the book of Iyov, the book of Job, and really Moshe Rabbeinu, who tells us the idea that Hashem is watching us has to be clear to us. The question of how Hashem runs the world, we have to recognize that we have a very limited understanding of that. Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately asks the Ribbono Shel Olam, well, can you reveal that to me? And that is called kivodecha, your honor, because that's the, I think, what I'm saying now, up until here was the Gemara. From here on in is my understanding that we find that Hashem's honor, Hashem's name is not complete in the sense that we live in a world where we definitely state that the same one who used 10 utterances to create the world is the one who gave 10 commandments, is the one who runs the world and says, this is the way you should behave, and he will reward and punish in accordance with that. At the same time, we don't see that. Meaning what we see in the world is that there isn't a correlation we could point our fingers to and say, look at that, he was a tzaddik, so things just went right for him. Or, look at that, he was a tzaddik, so things just went wrong for him. Meaning there's no system, it doesn't go in either direction, was Moshe's claim. He says, I see some righteous people where things just work out right for them. I see some righteous people who really suffer. I see some wicked people where things really go bad for them. Seems to make sense. Then I see some wicked people where things just seem to go right for them. So how am I supposed to understand the world? So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Hashem, hareini nat kvodecha, show me your honor. I can know your existence, I can have your prophecy, but your honor, your understanding of what's going on in this world, can you explain to me the system? And here Hashem gives him an answer, which again has multiple understandings as to what Hashem's answer was. Hashem says, "Vereite achorai ufanai lo yera'u." You can see from behind, you cannot see forward. Fanai, whether fanai means my face, the simplistic way we might interpret it, or fanai meaning my forward, like panim, forward. What happens from now on, you can't understand. That's part of living life. What happened in the past, you could look in the past and understand. That's one interpretation. So that's the direction we see in one opinion in the Gemara as to what Moshe was asking for and what Hashem answered him. Rambam writes that Moshe was asking, Ve'eida acha, I want to know you in a way that is unique, different than the way we know things by description. Meaning, if I tell you so-and-so is has a long beard, so-and-so wears glasses, so-and-so's hair is black, well, so-and-so could shave his hair, shave his beard, take off his glasses, you won't know what he looks like. On the other hand, when you know what someone looks like, even if you don't know to answer the question, do they wear glasses or not, I told my kids at the perm suit, I said, you know, if someone asked me who of you wears glasses, I don't know the answer. Because I don't know your face based on the glasses. I don't notice which one does and doesn't wear glasses. I just know your face, right? And is it yes or no? So they didn't believe me. They started asking me, Abba, do I wear glasses? I don't know. If I look at you, I know. So there's a recognition that's a connection that's encompassing but not broken down to detail. And that recognition is more powerful. It's more lasting. It's a recognition of who the person is without the details. It's the full picture. And that, says Rambam, was what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for. There are a lot of descriptions. There are a lot of aspects of God that we can learn through the Tanakh. But what Moshe wanted was an understanding that would be so clear that it would be as though he had seen him. Ve'ida acha, let me have that connection that I know you. So that's a level of connection which doesn't necessarily preclude the Gemara's interpretation. Meaning, was Moshe Rabbeinu saying, let me get a picture? I don't think so. Hashem says, there is no picture. or you've never been shown a picture. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted an understanding on a level of connection that superseded everything that had been there previously. And Hashem says, there's a level of connection you can't attain so long as you're alive. You live in a physical body, you live in a physical world, you have physical perceptions. And so to understand me would mean to understand something that is not in your realm. You can't do that so long as you're in that realm. Once your neshama separates from your body, then the neshama perceives things that are not limited by the corporeal body. But that's Rambam's interpretation, which again does not necessarily conflict with the Gemara. It can be another angle of the same Gemara. So those in the Gemara, we have other interpretations, but those are two approaches. Moshe, what was Moshe Rabbeinu really asking for? He was asking for some level of connection. We learn from here a very important concept that even as we grow, it is normal and correct that certain questions will remain unanswered. Meaning we have to answer certain questions, yet we have to realize that not all questions are critical, and some of them you can live with, and you have to live with. You might always want an answer to them, like Moshe Rabbeinu, we see when he had an opportunity, he tried. But there are levels of questions where you say, I don't have the full answer, I could continue living. That's not easy, it's important. Saying so, that goes back to the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're supposed to develop an understanding. Notice I keep using the word understanding and not faith. We're supposed to develop an understanding of Hashem's existence, of the truth of Hashem, of the truth of the Torah, of the truth of the way of the Torah. That's an understanding we're supposed to develop. Now, learn, understand. Then there comes points like, well, why would Hashem let children suffer? Why does such evil exist or such pain exist? There are definitely things in the world that it's hard to find an answer for. What did the child do that he's suffering? So you want to say Gilgul, that's a very nice answer. But that assumes that you believe in a lot of things in order to believe in Gilgul. It's not a logical answer. It's an answer that's based on faith. If you have faith, then you can give many answers. But if we're working with logic, so then we have to say, okay, I don't have an answer right now. But I can live with that because I can know the truth of Torah even if I don't have an answer for everything about why Hashem does it. Those are two different things. It's one thing to know Hashem exists. It's one thing to know Hashem gave us the Torah. It's another thing to say I can answer everything Hashem does in this world. That's a separate question. Are you guys with me?
Mm-hmm.